had my eye on you a long time, Doctor. I consider you one of my most valuable long-term investments. And when it comes to my investments, I always do my homework.
All aboard!
And we're back. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most respected money show on radio. Matt Hames here with Dr. Gene Hensler. Troy Harmon. Got a few questions, guys. We've talked about a lot on this show. We've covered robo-advisors. We've talked about the market and the economy. Let's get a couple of questions. We got Neil in Kennesaw emailed us this week and says, I've been watching United Natural Foods. I see the trend for natural foods continuing, but I also feel that this might be a better play than the specialty stores like Whole Foods. Opinions? Is this a buy?
So, just to let you know, United Natural Foods is a distributor of about 80,000 natural products. It's in a great spot, actually, because demographics are moving more and more toward the healthy choices. Problem is, it's got thin margins. It's got thin profit margins, like almost every food stuff does.
Every food stuff. Food wholesalers, retailers, everything else is very thin margin.
Right, yeah. So we're at 1.7% on a profit margin. They're expected to grow earnings 15% over the next 3 to 5 years. Again, because people are going to those healthy choices more and more frequently. They got a peg of 1.53, which means it's the PE divided by their growth expectations in
not
the future.
Not obnoxious, but...
No, it's not. We like them cheaper, down around
but in
one.
The grocery marketplace, that's really not terribly high.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, you want to talk about it... relative to Whole Foods. Whole Foods is a supermarket, more or less, a retailer for these instead of the distributor on the backside. And believe it or not, Whole Foods, the retailer, which you would expect to have less of a margin, actually has a little better margin than the United Natural Foods, the distributor. So if it's a relative decision, Whole Foods looks a little more expensive, expected to grow a little less. The only reason I bring it up is Whole Foods actually meets our criteria to purchase based on financial strength and safety. But United Natural Foods is not a horrible choice.
There's a lot of growth in this area.
Okay? That's true, yeah.
Okay? Whole Foods is getting killed by Kroger's, Walmart. Go in there and see what the products they have today that they didn't have, and I know this personally from 2 years ago.
Right.
That whole healthy something that Kroger's has quinoa at one half to one third the price that it sells at Whole Foods. Whole Foods is going to have a margin because people are dumb enough to spend $27 a pound for halibut there, where they can get it for $17.
At the Kroger.
At the Costco, not the Kroger. But still going to be pretty competitive. And that as the store, now maybe they have Kroger stuff. I mean, they package it or something for them. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Hard to say. I'm not sure that they do.
So there's in this case, there would be less competition for that firm. I don't know the how many are in its same business.
Right.
But the sense is if I'm supplying it to all these different markets, they're killing themselves, fighting each other, and their profit margin is going down. Mine probably is not.
Right. And that's another thing. I think I know Costco, and I think Kroger is still in our universe as well. So they meet our criteria. If you're going to go with one, I believe, you know, just about all these grocery stores are dabbling into the healthy choices. They all know that folks want more healthy choices. So you're probably better off to go with one of the more mainstream. They're not going to grow probably as fast at the moment, but longer term, their profit margins are better. And
I'm not bad enough in this company. I'm just going to give you a...
Right. And I'm not either. The only thing is, you know, it's a little expensive and it's got really low margins, but all the companies in that industry have them too. So, you know, there's really nothing hugely compelling to buy either one of these.
One freight car full of organic lettuce gets caught somewhere where it's freezing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a tough business. I'm just telling you, that's a tough business.
Yep.
That's why produce generally is the first thing into the store. Get them in there.
Right.
Have them buy that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go on and let's pick up Rex writes. So Lumber Liquidators has been cut nearly in half since late February.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing what a scandal will do to a company. But it's not really in the news anymore. So some other CEOs did something, and we're on to the next story. Why hasn't the stock recovered? Is this a buying opportunity, or do I cut my losses and find another home improvement retailer? Any alternative holding suggestions?
I'll be honest with you, just to answer that last question first, yes, there's plenty of others. I would prefer like a Home Depot or a Lowe's. To catch you up on the scandal, I don't know if you paid attention, but basically it's
formaldehyde, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's formaldehyde. California's got standards on indoor pollution, and they've basically gotten crossed with the folks at Lumber Liquidators because they began using in 2012 or 13, they began using sources out of China that actually have higher formaldehyde. They've got these testing procedures, destructive testing, so basically it breaks down or burns the product and sees basically what was in it. They mm-hmm. test.
Well, here's a tip. Don't be outcome. In your house when it's burning down.
There's that, but I think really really what California is saying is that burning or not, that it there's
people are scared.
Well, yeah, exactly. And one of the things as far as when you're talking about the stock, California, what do they call them? It's the air quality board, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
I think it makes out CARB is what they call it. They have not fined any company in the last 3 years, so it's unlikely that they'll get one out of this. It's hard to say if the mess will blow over or not. If you look during the month of March, the stock was down overall 40%. But if you measure from March 8th until today, you see that the stock is recovering already. It's up 20% since that time.
Right.
So you can see how far it fell in that short term. The thing that's a big question mark here is how will consumers deal with this? The news broke on 60 Minutes. It was a big nationwide
right.
news
yep.
story. So, you know, it's really hard to say, but I'll tell you one thing that they do say, and this is another one of those interesting technology things that's in the market today. They can read the sentiment based on Twitter. You know, they can mm-hmm. go out with a computer and scrub for sentiment.
Sure.
And they saw sentiment spike down right after the 60 Minutes report was made. But there's been a pretty significant recovery from that. So one of those ways that technology can help you, it looks like it's not going to be the end for Lumber Liquidators.
Yeah,
it's
all
just
they have
really
to do
question.
Have to run some ads and somebody say we'll stop using China as a source.
Right.
Well,
all of our no, and I'm saying
right.
all the things because they just don't carry their own brands or anything else.
Right.
They carry national brands that every store carries.
Right. That's true. The one thing you mentioned that, and that's one of the bull type store or the bear rather stories. You know, folks that are cheering the stock to fall apart. They're saying that the company didn't do that, and in fact, they didn't. In fact, they're fighting against the standard, and if you go to their website, they're trying in that regard to defend their position on having these.
Well, that's not very smart, is it?
It doesn't seem so to me, but again, you know, in scrubbing through the sentiment on Twitter and other sources, it seems like the market is okay with what's going on with them.
Okay.
In the end, I think it's probably similar to that Avon story.
Right.
You know, Avon got crosswise with some fraud charges out of China. They were paying officials to be allowed to sell in certain areas. And that just came out this week that they were looking for strategic alternatives. Avon might be selling itself.
That's right.
If you look at what happened with them, the stock bounced up 14% this week on that news to $9.15. Back in 2013, it was selling around $24.40.
Isn't that headquartered now in Brazil or some country now?
Yeah. I mean, they've
screwed that. They ran into the ground.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.